For the first time since 1996, State Representative Suzanne Jeskowitz is being challenged for her 24th District Assembly seat. Jeskowitz will face off against John Weber in the Republican primary this September, to be the only candidate on the November ballot. What makes this year even more unusual is that Weber is a 19-year-old college student. Weber says he's running for office because he's interested in politics and wants to represent the views of his district's people.
When I went out to get some nomination signatures, I went door to door with the nomination sheets and talked to people, and some of them just told me flat out I like Sue Jeskowitz, but many more said I'm unhappy with the way she's been voting. I haven't been hearing good things about her, so I'd be happy to see somebody else in there.
Weber says he has no previous experience in government. However, he says his leadership experience as an Eagle Scout will help him in his election bid. He also says that he will not accept any donations to keep his campaign free from special interests. Jeskowitz says she has not heard any complaints about her work in the Assembly. She adds that she has the support of many of her colleagues and that she is not taking Weber's challenge lightly. She says, however, that her time in office and life experience will give her an advantage next month.
There's just a lot of life experiences that goes on from the age of 19 to 64. And those experiences, although you couldn't probably put your thumb on each of those experiences that make you a better decision maker, but when you lead a full life, when you're coming up against decisions that have to be made, you bring all of your life experiences into that thought process.
Despite differences in age and campaign strategy, both candidates say their first priority is lowering taxes in the state. This is Kristen Schipkowski, Wisconsin Public Radio.